have you any afflictions that you feel are incurable? And those doctors, they've said they've done all they could do. You know, God specializes in things that are impossible. She'll do with no other power. Lord, we just ask for your word to go forth. Lord, less of me and more of me, less of me and more of thee. I know that I'm nothing more than an instrument. So use me as you see fit. We ask this in your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. It is so good to be here with each and every one of you who are here physically, but also it is good to be here with those of you watching via Facebook Live. Pastor Dave, I bet you're probably watching. We love you. We're thinking of you. As you're doing the great works in Honduras. So, hi, y'all. But let's get along in the text. We're going to take a brief look at Ezekiel chapter 37, verses 1 through 10. Ezekiel chapter 37, verses 1 through 10. Ezekiel chapter 37, verses 1 through 10. I'm reading from the King James Version. I usually wouldn't, but because of the poetry of this particular text, I love it in its original language. This is what it says. It says, "The hand of the Lord was upon me, and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord, and set me down in the midst of a valley, which was full of bones, and caused me to pass by them round about, and behold, they were very many, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. And he said unto me, prophesy unto these bones, say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus the Lord God unto these bones, I will cause breath to enter into ye, and ye shall live. I will lay sinews upon you, I will bring flesh upon you, and put breath in ye, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there came a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone, and when I beheld the sinews and the flesh came upon them and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. Then said he unto me, prophesy unto the wind. Son of man, prophesy unto the wind. Thus said the Lord God unto the wind, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe unto the slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and the breath came into them. And there stood upon their feet was an exceedingly vast army. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. I want to talk for the next few moments, if you'll have me. You've been chosen. You've been chosen. When Pastor Dave gave me this assignment last week, as I was walking up to my room, I was like, okay, Lord, what are we going to preach about on Sunday? And immediately I got this email in my phone, and it had these three words, you've been chosen. And as I began to reflect on this and thinking about this, about the week that was coming up, you know, we just celebrated Valentine's Day, and I was like, man, I'm gonna tell one of my favorite love stories. So my mom tells me this story like this. This is the greatest love story I've ever known. Without this love story, I wouldn't be here. So this is what happened. On this particular Sunday, my mother, she usually sat on on the left-hand side in the far back. On this particular Sunday, there was no seats back there. So she ended up sitting on the third row on the right. And she said, as she was sitting there, she said, the Lord began to speak. She said, the next man who walks past you, he's going to be your husband. Now, the thing about the right side, that is the way that the ministers came in to come up to the pulpit. And the very first person that she saw at that moment was my dad. He was the youth pastor at that time. And what she said was, him? She said, him? But each of us have a moment of being chose. A moment of significance that no one can ever take from you. You can't really explain it, but you know that you were chosen to do something. And in that moment, it seemed as if all life for you opened up. See, this is what we see happening here in this particular text. We are encountering this young man by the name of Ezekiel. When we first meet him in Ezekiel chapter 1, it said, in the 30th year, in the fifth month, in the fourth day of the month, as I was amongst the captives by the river Cherub, the heavens opened up and I saw visions from God. You've been chosen. Ezekiel, by this time, see, he was a part of the second group of captives that were taken into Babylon. And I can imagine that Ezekiel, he's having a moment of questioning. But what I love here about the text is that we see that there are two forces at work. We see the extrinsic and we see the intrinsic. The extrinsic, it says that the hand of the Lord, that means that the power, this means that the force that is pushing him and trying to get him where he's to be. But also we see the intrinsic. This is the Holy Spirit that is leading and navigating us on the journey. So we see this young man says, the Lord takes him vision. And in this vision, he's in a valley. And it's full of dry bones. I had to do a little bit of study on valleys. I didn't really understand what a valley is. But often cases, a valley is in between two mountain peaks. And the thing about valleys, see, valleys, it's a fertile place. There's rivers, there's a stream in a valley. But where Ezekiel is set down, I believe he was set down in a valley that a war had been fought. Because during that time, when a battle would happen, the bodies would be laying strewn across the battlefield. And the buzzards would come, and the insects would come, and the sun would beat down on these bones, and after a while, they would become dry. Very first thing about this text I want us to understand is, see, first is, the Lord is trying to get you to see. The reason why you've been chosen is because he wants you to see. The text says, he caused me to pass by them round about, and behold, there were very many. The Lord needs us to see. Right now we have a group of seasoned saints and some young people traveling to Honduras. Each one of you in this room, the Lord is trying us to see the things that are happening around us. See, when we're able to see it, we're able to pinpoint and have some affection, some empathy, some type of understanding. And even if you don't, the Lord is with you to explain to you what is about to happen. The text says that he is in this valley of dry bones. He's in a valley that has some foot bones that have been tiptoeing in their Jordans in other people's business and relationships. There were some leg bones in this valley that had been walking in the counsel of the ungodly. There were some hip bones in this valley that had been with every Tom, Dick, Harry, Sally, and or Susie. There were some backbones in the valley that was lying down on the word of God. There were some hand and arm bones that were touching and agreeing with things that was never meant for them to handle. There were some shoulder bones in this valley that was carrying weights and pressures that were never intended for them to carry. There were some neck bones in this valley who were stiff-necked believers because they had seen all the things God can do. They watched miracles but yet don't trust them. There were some head bones in this valley who believed they could do it by themselves. The Lord sends Ezekiel into this valley so that he could see. And when he gets to this place of observation, the Lord asks him a question. Can the bones live? Can these bones live? Can the communities that we see, can the people that we come in contact with, can they live? No matter the circumstances that they may have found themselves in, can these bones live? Yeah. In the heartache, in the pain, in the sadness, can they live? And the prophet says, just like many of us, I don't know. I don't know if this relationship can live. I don't know if the political systems can live, but Lord, only you know. Only you know. And this brings us to the second thing, the text. After you've seen and the Lord has chosen you, he needs you to speak. See, it's one thing to see something, but it's another thing to say something. Yes. See, watch this. This blessed me. I was thinking about this. See, Ezekiel, through this entire conversation that he has with God in this vision, the Lord tells him what to say. However, he never questions what the Lord is having him to say to these bones. Why are you worried about what you're saying? Why are you afraid of speaking to the very heart of what the person is going through? See, Ezekiel, when he was speaking to those bones, he was speaking to Israel. Israel, they had lost their hope. They had lost their faith. They lost their way. And now they've watched as their whole life has been ripped from their bones. And now they're in this place, and it seems like all hope is lost. But when you come to speak, after you've seen, after you've spoken, what you're doing is you're bringing the hope. That's all I have for you today. But when you've been chosen by God, God is wanting you to see. But not only is he wanting you to see, God wants you to speak. Because when you speak, you bring hope to people. When you speak, things begin to transform and shift, and things and parts that they thought were dead, relationships they thought were dead, and business ideas, dreams. thanks be to God.